still can't sleep. I wonder what time it is. It's already 3 a.m. But today has been so exhausting. Yet I still can't sleep. I'll try to sleep again. I really can't sleep. I wonder if he's still awake. Should I go check up on him? But it's already 3 a.m. He's probably already sleeping. Or I could go and check for myself. Yeah, maybe I should go to his room. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, right? It's not like it's illegal or anything. Jeez, why am I so nervous? Alright, whatever. I'll just see for myself. I hope he's still awake. Maybe he's asleep. I mean, it is 3 a.m. So why would he be awake at such an hour? I'll just come in and check, just to make sure. I hope I don't wake him up. God, please be asleep. Hey, are you awake? It's me. Darling? Oh, I think Aurelia's asleep. He looks so at peace. I wonder if he's having a nice dream. I wonder if he would mind me crawling into his bed just to sleep with him. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, right? I'm just gonna join him in bed to sleep. That's all. It's not like I have shady plans or whatever. But I'll check first if he's really asleep. I might wake him up. Hey. Hey. Darling? Are you awake? Can you hear me? Do you mind if I join you in your bed? Looks like he's in a really deep sleep. He wouldn't respond to me poking his cheek. Okay, good. Now let me just get into his bed like this. Now, isn't this so much better? Now, I think I can sleep well. Oh, jeez, you scared me. I thought you were asleep. Oh, God. What am I doing? Well, I couldn't sleep. It's just that I've been trying my best to sleep since we went into our rooms, and I've spent the last few hours doing nothing but trying my best to sleep. But I just can't. And, well, I'm here 'cause you caught me crawling into your bed because I wanted to sleep with you. That's all, I promise. Totally not 'cause I'm plotting your death or whatever. Of course not. Relax, I'm kidding. Well, like I said, I couldn't sleep and I actually just went into your room to check if you were awake. And I thought you were. So, I, decided to sleep beside you? I mean, is that weird? Like, do you want me to go? Cause I would totally understand if you wanted me to, cause, you know, it is weird that I just crept into your room and tried to secretly sleep beside you. Secret. I say that as if you didn't just caught me trying to get into your bed while you were sleeping. But yeah, here I am. Surprise! Oh God, I am so embarrassed right now. But I swear, I wasn't planning on doing anything, dangerous, I don't know. I just really wanted to get in your bed and sleep, cause I really couldn't sleep in my own bed, and I have tried everything. Yes, like, I've binge-watched movies on Netflix, listened to music, and even ASMR roleplays, but there's just something that's keeping me awake. And, well, I can't quite put my finger on it. I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those nights, you know? Nights where I find it extremely difficult to sleep. Sorry. I know this is basically intruding because I came uninvited. And what's worse is that I tried to crawl in your bed without your prior knowledge. And I failed. So, I'm just really embarrassed right now. Maybe I should go. Do I go? Or do you want me to maybe stay? I don't know, like, would you want me to stay? You want me to stay? Are you sure? Wait, did I wake you up? Because if I did, that's just all the more reasons for me to leave. I just disturbed your sleep, and I shouldn't have, because we all had a long day, and it's been extremely tiring for everyone, especially you, since you helped a lot with carrying our baggage, and... Are you sure? Okay. That's good to know. I mean, it's good to know that you want me to stay. Cause I don't really want to leave either. Yeah, that's why I came here in the first place. I wanted to be with you. I wanted to spend some time with you, even if it's just for tonight. Cause I miss you, and I'm going back after this vacation, and I am going to miss you a lot. You miss me too? Yeah, I'm glad we can at least have some time for ourselves. I'm actually really happy that Mom and Dad invited you to this vacation. It's just like the old times. Yeah, it is different now. We're all grown up. You and James are graduating. I'm working, and soon you and James will start working too. And, you know, we're adults. And also, we've just pretty much admitted our feelings for each other. Hmm? Have I told James yet? Actually, no. Well, I haven't directly told him. Well, I've been dropping hints, you know? The other day when we were shopping for our clothes for this vacation, I asked him if he'd be okay if I were to date one of his friends, and he just gave me this weird look, like, what are you talking about? You wanna date my friend? Ew, gross. That kind of look. So I told him that it was just a question, like a super random thing. Yeah. Then while we were packing, I sort of told him that, okay, hear me out first, don't freak out. I told him that I had a crush on you. Yes, I said had, because I can't just bluntly say that I have feelings for you and that it's mutual. You could say that I was just testing the waters, see how he would react. He didn't exactly disapprove or whatever. He honestly teased me about it, and we just shrugged it off. I don't think it took it seriously. But on the bright side, at least he wasn't against it, right? He might have just found it weird because I'm older than him, and that means I'm also older than most of his friends, including you, his best friend. Yeah, I hope so too. But at least we know that it's not going to be so bad, right? What about my parents? Oh, well, they're not against the idea of me dating. In fact, they asked me a lot of questions about my dating life when they arrived home. Yeah. Especially Dad. He asked me a ton of questions. Well, he asked me questions like, have you met any guy who passes your standards? Are there any ideal guys in your town? Do you have a coworker who is at least a boyfriend material? It was crazy. I can't believe my dad was much nosier than my mom. My mom didn't say much. She said that she hopes I find a guy soon, and that if I do, I should bring him home so that they could meet him. She's actually very excited. Well, both of them are. And they also mentioned that they want to personally assess my future boyfriend. They want to check if he would pass as a potential husband. I know, that's what I told them too. I said, Mom, Dad, I literally just graduated from college last year. I just started adulting, and yet here you are, already bombarding me with marriage questions and ideas. Like, hello, I'm just 22. Yeah, sometimes they make me feel older than my age. I mean, come on, I'm just turning 23, and yet here they are, already telling me that they want to meet my boyfriend, who is still in the future, if I might add. Let me at least secure my house first. Oh? What's that? I'm already in bed next to my future boyfriend. Is that so? Come here and give me a kiss then, future boyfriend. Well, isn't my future boyfriend such a good kisser? So, what do you want me to call you? Oh, you heard that? So you were awake this entire time, 'cause you heard me call you darling. Well, why didn't you say anything? I look like an idiot creeping into your room at 3 a.m., you know? Yeah, sure. Go ahead and laugh like that was funny. Haha, funny for you. Whatever, you can be such a tease sometimes. Yep, you're a tease, but I love it. Yeah, I kinda love it when you tease me. I just don't show it. So, let's talk about you. How's the first day for you? I mean, are you having fun? We've been planning to go here for months. It's just that everyone's been so busy. Like me with work, James with college, mom and dad with their business. But yeah, me visiting home just seemed like the perfect time. I'm also really glad that Grandma was able to come with us. Yeah, she's definitely feeling and doing a lot better. I checked up on her before going into my room, and she seems like she's having a really good time. She did spend 2 hours at the spa with Mom. What about me? Well, I wanted to spend time with you. That's why I was at the shake bar with you earlier. Oh, and did you know that I saw James trying to shoot his shot with the waitress who served us? Yeah, I couldn't believe it either. It was funny to see, 'cause, you know, James rarely does that. That guy hasn't had a girlfriend since freshman year. So, it's nice to see him go out and try it again, you know? Dating. Oh, I am positive. I teased him about it when we got back, and although he was denying it, I could see it in his eyes, and he was blushing so hard. He was trying to hide it, but I could see it so clearly. It was so hilarious. I wish you were there. You guys are complete opposites. What I mean by that is that James is the shy kind of guy when it comes to romance, but you are quite the lover boy. Yeah. Dude, you dated the most popular girl in high school, and you also dated her best friend. I'll admit, that was kind of but I know you've changed. Well, ever since you met your last ex, I noticed that things have changed a lot. You're not the same playful guy back in high school. The same guy that broke the hearts of 2 of the most popular girls in school and just shrugged it off like nothing happened. My gosh, you were quite the ladies' man back then. I mean, you still are. Sure you are. You are really gorgeous, you know that? And I'm not just saying this because I love you. I actually noticed something earlier. Well, I noticed earlier how some of the girls at the shake bar were checking you out. And at the beach, too, there were quite a lot of eyes on you. So, own it. Am I jealous? Well, maybe. I'm kidding. No, not really. I'm not really the jealous type. And rather than feeling jealous, I felt proud. Why? 'Cause I know that out of everyone who wants to get a chance with you, I'm the only one with you in your bed right now. They wish they were me. Thank you. I've been working hard in my fitness routine, so I'm glad that it paid well. I guess you could say that I'm always beach ready, just in case. What? There were a lot of guys ogling me at the beach? Aw, looks like someone is a little jealous. Well, I'll have you know that no matter how many guys look at me, rest assured that you are the only one who has my heart. And you're the only one who can hold me like this. And you're also the only one who can kiss me like this. Does that put my darling's mind at ease? Well, I'm glad. So, which one do you want to try first later? Surfing or skyboarding? I'm gonna go with skyboarding. You know, I love a good thrill. Oh, going with skyboarding too, huh? You want to impress me? Well, don't worry, because you're already doing a great job at it. Yeah, I am starting to feel sleepy. I guess that I'm really right after all about sleeping next to you. I figured that maybe if I sleep next to you, I would have a better good night's sleep. We should sleep for now. I'm sure that we're going to have a long, fun day later. Good night, darling. Sleep well. I love you.